Zok the Helige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Zevachim, Perik Zayin Mishnah Beis, Oiles Ha'oif. In the previous Mishnah we learned about a Chatas Oif, now we learn about a Oilas Ha'oif, a carbon bird Oila. Remember, Oilas Ha'oif has to be on top, that's the simon. Oila, it goes on top, and it's a bird that flies up. Oilas Ha'oif, just a simon to remember it. Even though we explained by the behemoths the other way around. The Chatas is on top, and the Oilas at the bottom. But by birds, remember the simon Oilas Ha'oif. Oilas Ha'oif Shasalam Ailei did things right, applied the blood on top, they were supposed to. Kemais Oilas Shem Ailei, he did everything that has to be done for a bird Oilas, he squeezed out the blood. You don't have to sprinkle it. And he did it L'Shem Oila, the intent for a carbon Oila. K'sheiret is kosher. What's the Chiddush? Here too the Chiddush is, even though he didn't do the Malika properly. By the Oila, you're supposed to cut both Simonim, the food pipe and the wind pipe, and he only cut one. Still the carbon is kosher as long as the dam was processed properly and with the right intention. Tarsi Yam Tevas Akasha. He says L'maisa it's mashma that that's not the case, that you have to cut both. If not, it's puzzle. So I bizarre. So what is the Mishnah trying to teach us here? If you did the carbon oila properly, if you did the oila sa'if in the right place with the right intent, in the right way, it's kosher. So of course it's kosher. What's the chiddush then if it's not a chiddush about malika? So the Tosfos Yamtiv suggests that it's only as a hakdama to the next halachis. In other words, listen, we want you to do everything right, the right way with the right intent in the right place, but, and here starts the buts. Kemais Oila, if the Kayin processed the dam of an Oila Sa'if, of a bird Oila, the way it's supposed to, squeezed out the blood. But L'Shem Chatas, he did so thinking it was a Chatas. So unlike a Chatas that is done L'Shem Oila, an Oila L'Shem Chatas is not as bad. Because K'sheir L'Maisa, the carbon is kosher, Ubulvad, it's something that you have to remember, Shali also L'Bailim, that the Bailim weren't Yadzer, they're Chayv. And oila, like other carbonites, besides for the exceptions, that's brought for the sake of a different type of carbon, is a kosher carbon that can be burnt on the mizbeach, but the owner has to bring another carbon. He wasn't yoytz his chayv. Only a chatas and a pesach, which are done for the wrong reason, and a pesach we explained only during the time of a carbon pesach, are completely possible. But an oila l'shem chatas is kosher, it's just that the bailim have to bring another one. Now, Kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas. If he applied the blood the way you would do a chatas, and he was thinking it's a chatas psula, because the avoda of squeezing out the blood has to be done, and that was not done. So it has to be, the Mefarshim explain, that when we say kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas, it means that he just did sprinkling, he didn't do squeezing. Because if he did do squeezing, the fact that he also did sprinkling would have not passed it. And of course, says the Mishnah, Kamaisa Chatas L'Shem Chatas Psula. If he took this Oila Sa'if, processed it like a Chatas, thinking it was a Chatas, it's Pasul. And again, like in the previous Mishnah, Asalamata Kamaisa Kulam, doesn't make a difference which case we spoke about. If he took this Chatas Sa'if and the Dam went under the Chutas Sikra, as opposed to on top, again, the Chutas Sikra, the dividing line between the top and bottom of the Mizbeach, Psula, it is pasul. Even if he did Mais Oila L'Shem Oila, but below the Chutas Sikra, as opposed to on top, it becomes pasul. So again, quickly chazring over, case number one, he took an Oila Sa'if that's supposed to be on top. Did everything right, it's kosher. We some understand, even though we didn't completely cut both Simonim, that's what the Batanur learns, we mentioned some argue on that. Case number two, he took this oila sa'if, processed it like an oila, but thinking it was a chatas, it is kosher. Just that the bailam aren't yotzei their chayv. A carbon oila that's done for the wrong reason stays kosher. Unlike a chatas and a pesach that does not. Case number three, he took this oila sa'if, processed it like a chatas, even though he had the right kavana, l'shem oila. Case number four, he processed it like a chatas, even though it's an oila, and he did it l'shem chatas. It's pasul. And regardless of what the case is, any of the previous cases, if the dam went underneath the red line that divides the mizbech as opposed to on top with an oila sa'if, it is pasul, the same way as with a chata sa'if, you did it on top of the red line instead of underneath. Oila sa'if has to be above the red line, chata sa'if underneath the red line.